Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thank you, Ian. Stephanie Regal joins us now, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, to help walk us through the bankruptcy situation with the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Good morning, Ms. Regal. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Can I call you Stephanie?
Please do.
Okay.
Of course.
Can I call you Steffi?
No.
Okay.
Only because I never went by that. But anyway.
I didn't think so. I just thought I'd push it just to see, because that's what I do, Stephanie. Hey, let's talk about the Archdiocese. Take us, if you can, maybe to put all of this in context, just give us a little bit of background and then tell us where we are now.
So after 5.5 years of this bankruptcy case, more than 650 claims of clergy sex abuse have been filed, and the Archdiocese has been handling it through the bankruptcy court. This is really a mass tort case. They're trying to reorganize their finances to come up with an equitable way to financially compensate these abuse survivors. And it's been a long, drawn-out, messy process, but they now have a plan that has been agreed to by the survivors. 97% of them voted 2 weeks ago to approve it. It is approved by the creditors that do business with the Archdiocese. Obviously, the Archdiocese is behind it. And this, and there is one significant group that is objecting to it, but we can get to that later if you want. But anyway, the big picture is this plan is now ready to go before the court to be confirmed. That will take place over a 10-day trial, basically, beginning next week before Judge Meredith Grable. And it'll have big people like the Archbishop and his financial advisors on the stand. We'll get to hear from clergy abuse survivors who will finally have their day in court and be able to tell their story. And we'll also hear from the group that I mentioned that is objecting to this, bondholders who are still owed some $30 million on a $40 million loan they made to the Archdiocese about 7 years ago. Now, as part of this process, 157 of the church's affiliated parishes and charitable organizations, which up until now have not been, quote, debtors or part of the bankruptcy, they've been independent, are going to be placed into Chapter 11 bankruptcy beginning today. So, you know, we previewed that in a story that I published Monday because we figured people are going to be freaked out, mm-hmm. you know, when they see their parishes are filing for bankruptcy. It's called a mini pre-pack bankruptcy process. It's not a new, you know, concept. It has been used in complicated corporate bankruptcies for a while, apparently. It is relatively new in these church bankruptcies, but the purpose is to basically quickly push the parishes and the other charities through the court in order to shield them from future legal exposure from being sued by sex abuse claimants who maybe haven't come forward yet. In return, they are going to have to put up some money towards this settlement. The total settlement pot is roughly $230 million. The affiliates that are going to be placed in bankruptcy collectively will be on the hook for coming up with $60 million of that. And that's sort of the rub because the church does things the way it does, it's not going to make public how much each parish or affiliate is going to be asked to contribute. What the church has said is that no significant, you know, amounts of parish donations will be used. No restricted funds that were made, like as charitable gifts, for instance, will be used. That no school tuition money will be used, and where the money comes from beyond that, we don't really know. Mm-hmm. We do know, I will say, they confirmed that in the case of Second Harvest,
I was getting ready to say,
which is one of their,
you're reading ahead, Stephanie.
Highest, one of their highest profile and most impactful charitable organizations, is not, I don't want to say they're not going to have to put up money. Legally, they are going to have to put up money.
But
an anonymous donor has agreed to cover their portion of it, whatever that is. And look, maybe anonymous donors have come forward to cover, you know, the tab for other affiliates as well.
So I'm a little bit confused about why are they putting the different parishes? Is it every parish that's being put into bankruptcy in the Archdiocese of New Orleans? Yes.
It's every parish and almost every charitable organization, which collectively we've been referred to as affiliates or apostolates, they're technically called. There are a few that will not be put into bankruptcy because they just absolutely have no potential for exposure, like the Catholic cemeteries, for instance. You know, I mean, nobody's going to come and sue dead people. Mm. And
well,
like,
but there would be
Catholic Community Foundation, which is literally a bank account. And so that's not to say that the foundation won't factor into this whole reorganization process, but they're not going to be placed into bankruptcy because it's not an organization with humans. It's just a fund, and you don't just put a fund in bankruptcy. So that all of that's not, you know, to get far afield of this. That's just to explain that no, not every parish or charity will be, but it's the overwhelming majority of them. They're just a handful that are not.
I'm not trying to be indelicate here, but when it comes to cemeteries, there is the inherent value of the land, but I guess there's something about the law that says you can't foreclose on land, or once land is dedicated to be a burial ground, you can't evict the people that are there already, for want of a better phrase.
Well, I mean, I would imagine, but I don't know. I mean, why would you liquidate the cemetery? You know, again,
well, because it's valuable property, I would think, right?
Well, sure. I mean, and so is the seminary, maybe. I mean, a lot of the property is really not valuable when you're talking about what its liquidation value would be, you know? I mean, sure. Okay. There's a big cemetery on the edge of the French Quarter, prime real estate, you know, theoretically.
Again,
who wants to buy a cemetery and deal with all of that?
Right, and build on top of it and everything else. But when it comes let me take a break, Stephanie. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to talk to you about the seminary building and all of that in the Archdiocese offices. How do you determine what gets sold off and what doesn't and where the money's coming from? And I know you said there's some questions about that. I have a lot of questions myself. We're talking to Stephanie Riegel, a talented reporter. I've been a fan of hers for a long time, business writer for Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, trying to walk us through the bankruptcy and what's happening in federal court. And could this finally, mercifully, be over for everybody? We'll pick it up. We come back on WWL. 9:23, Tommy Tucker, anxious to get back to Stephanie Riegel because I know her time is limited and valuable and we appreciate it. So, Stephanie, let me ask you this. You look at...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The churches, and you look at the schools, and you look at the seminary headquarters, etc. If I'm and I guess the bondholders that are not happy, that $30 million, those bonds preceded the bankruptcy, that bond sale, or did it not?
No, the bond sale preceded the bankruptcy.
It did, right. Okay, so.
It did. It was 2017. It was unsecured debt. And I can't tell you why, but that's your kind of SOL. If you're unsecured debt in a bankruptcy, you know that. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but that is a risk that institutional investors face. And as a percentage of the total settlement, the bondholders pay payment, which is going to be 10% of what they're owed, computes out to roughly what the abuse survivors also will get, which is 10% of the value of a claim, which was, you know, valued by the financial consultants at, you know, something like $1.3 billion. And then the bankruptcy proposes paying 10% of that, which is $130 million, plus there's all sorts of other money that's getting thrown into the settlement pot. Now, I know that's very confusing, but what I'm just giving you the argument. Yeah. Bondholders, they might have a little, they can make some noise and they can try to negotiate for more than $3 million, but they don't really have that much of a leg to stand on. I can almost promise you they're not going to screw up this settlement.
Tim, look up the expression SOL for me, please. I'm sure it's some kind of Latin phrase or something that Stephanie used. I'm sure there's some kind of Latin background to that. So let me ask you this. When it comes to church properties, you know, I was talking about cemeteries before, but when it comes to parish facilities, those are protected under bankruptcy law, or because the church is only going to have to pay, the archdiocese is only going to have to pay 10% of the claims, they won't have to go into selling these things? I'm a little bit confused about that because...
No, I mean, they're going to sell properties. They already have sold properties. Some of the properties are owned by the individual parishes and affiliates. Some of the properties are owned by the mothership, the archdiocese itself, and we've seen the liquidation of those properties over the past few years. That's how I got into actually covering this as a business writer. The 1000 Howard Avenue, which is being converted to a hotel or something, allegedly. That's an example of one. A piece of parish-owned real estate that we've seen successfully transfer and undergo redevelopment is the Our Lady of Lourdes on Napoleon Avenue, and separately the school next door, which was torn down to make way for a Trader Joe's. And those monies, by the way, are going towards the settlement. A huge piece of the settlement is coming from the sale of Christopher Homes, the low-income senior housing. That's going to throw another $70 million into the pot. And that's after debt to the federal government is paid off, HUD loans. So, no, real estate is being sold. Will there be more from the individual parishes? I would say yes, based on what the church has said. But I can't tell you how much. And
let me ask it this way.
With the cemetery example, though, I mean, like, why aren't they selling the seminary? Seriously? I mean, it's like...
Wait, the seminary or the cemetery?
Well, any of it. Okay. I mean, you mentioned the Notre Dame Seminary.
Yeah, let's talk about
before
that.
Before the break.
Right.
Well, why? I mean, look, this is a reorganization plan. It's not a liquidation.
Gotcha.
There is a document in the case called a liquidation analysis that shows what these properties would, presumably fetch if they were sold. But we've talked about this before, too. There are churches and church buildings all over this town that nobody wants to buy. So, and this settlement has been agreed to. It's been agreed to, so it's sort of a moot point now. Like, we're not looking to sell Notre Dame Seminary anymore or the windows in the St. Louis Cathedral, which, was proposed at one point last year when they first started negotiating. Everybody knew then that they wouldn't, but the survivors have voted on this plan. They're okay with it.
With the amount that is up to be handed out, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So now it's
up. Which is $230 million. It's going to be divided up. Some survivors are going to get more than others. But look at it this way. I mean, if theoretically, and it's not going to work this way, but if the 157 additional debtors, as we now call them, all contributed equally to, the $60 million, that would, that would only be something like $500,000 each. So, the bar is really not that high. And I think you are going to see anonymous donors contributing. And I think they're going to find money from places that really aren't going to be terribly painful for, the parishes and the other faithful in the town. I mean, it's not easy. There's nothing about this that's been easy. But
at what point, Stephanie, I know you got to go, but would all of this be over, where the survivors are have gotten as much as they can get, the bondholders let it go, the archdiocese is out, and Archbishop Amon says that's it and turns it over to the new archbishop? You have any idea?
Well, there are going to be little strings that we're going to be tying up for a long time. Mm-hmm. But if the judge at the end of this trial, which runs through like December 2nd, if she confirms the plan, then that's pretty much the final word.
Okay.
And if that happens, then the abuse survivors will begin to see money early next year. Now, the bondholders might appeal her ruling, so there will be that legal drama going on. This case has been strange from the beginning, but I would be really surprised if it completely derails the settlement.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate your time and your patience. I really do. It's complicated stuff, but I know you are on top of it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
You bet. Bye. 9:31, time for traffic now on WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.